Virtual Vision Made. It's a program that's just one of the ways that the CNIB is offering support to people with sight loss or blindness. And as we move through the year 2020 and all things that have been brought on through the global pandemic, the initiative that helps people connect with others is more important than ever. I recently sat down with manager of foundation programs at the CNIB Foundation, Kim Hart, to chat about the program.
Our Virtual Vision Mate program is actually a modification of our Vision Mate program. So in the past, what we've had is we've had volunteers go into the homes of our clients and do anything. They could read mail or help them organize and clean up their homes, or just for a friendly chat. Of course, during the times of COVID-19, that doesn't work anymore. And, you know, due to some of the guidelines out by the government, we've had to pull those volunteers out of the homes. So instead, what we're doing, because we know that there's a lot of isolation amongst our clients, is we are having this virtual Vision Mate program where we get the same volunteers to make calls to our clients, to have chats with them, to say hi, to see how they're doing, to see if there's anything that we can help them with over the phone. We are actively recruiting for virtual Vision Mate volunteers. If you've got some free time on your hands and you like to help us out, it's to stay in your own home and to reach out by phone to some of our clients who may be experiencing social isolation.
Why is it a little bit more acute for members of this community?
You know, I think that we're staying in our homes more. There's none of these quick little visits from family members or from friends or from groups. You know, we're not getting together anymore to go out just for a little coffee date. We're not going to concerts and movies and parties or even dinners at our friends' houses. And that's made it really hard for our clients. While most of us can go out quickly and run errands to the supermarket or, you know, pick up things, our clients are at home. You know, they're finding it very hard to practice social distancing, especially if they need sighted guides. They're unable to see the arrows on the grocery store floors. They're unable to read the signs as you go in the door. So they're staying at home more. They're relying more on their family and friends to bring things into them. They're not able to get out.
What are you hearing from the people that work with CNIB?
We're hearing really good things on the Virtual Vision Mate program. We've had lots of calls. There's lots of interest from our clients to have those people reach out, and that's why we're actively recruiting some volunteers.
How can people become a volunteer?
So CNIB will train you. All you need to do is call Kelly Pico at 754-1180, extension 5813, and she will take care of you.
Why is it that people with sight loss or blindness would be more affected by isolation and you know, the things that we've all sort of felt a slight amount of?
I think everybody, you know, everybody is struggling to live with COVID-19, but it's more challenging for those that are blind or partially sighted. You know, they're struggling to navigate their environment, you know, to go to the store and not be able to see the arrows or not be able to read the signage or not be able to social distance. You know, there's a lot of increased social isolation right now. There's an employment crisis, and it's making harder for those who have any kind of disabilities to find work right now. And even parents sending their kids back to school, that has certainly been a big issue, where they're not allowed to go into the schools on the first couple of days to help transition their kids to the school.
And Ms. Hart, because of Virtual Vision Mate and all the different things that have sort of gone remote or online, what else is the CNIB working towards when it comes to virtual programming?
Well, the CNIB is very excited to share that most of our programs now are online, so we're no longer meeting in person. The CNIB Foundation is really excited with our new virtual programs that we are offering. You know, we went from offering no virtual programs at all to now across the country offering 150 different programs. And you can sign up, you know, if you're in Newfoundland, you can sign up to do a program that's in British Columbia, or you could do one here at home. Right now in Newfoundland, we are offering virtual yoga. We're offering audio book clubs. We're offering tech times where you can come on and hear more about different technologies and applications for your phone. We're offering coffee social groups, all through the use of Zoom. The CNIB Foundation is always here to answer your questions as we learn to live with COVID-19. Please visit us online at cnib.ca, or you can call us at 1-800-563-2642.
And that is Kim Hart. She's a managing director with the CNIB. And again, the number she gave, if you'd like to help out or volunteer with any of the programs that they're offering, you can call Kelly Pico at 754-1180, extension 5813.